Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the Philippines, we have Mary Erica Bolaños. Mary Erica is a lay preacher who teaches at the Institute of Preaching in Manila. Her preaching today is entitled, Whose Side Are You On?
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Now he was casting out a demon that was dumb. When the demon had gone out, the dumb man spoke, and the people marveled. But some of them said, He casts out demons by Beelzebub, the prince of demons. While others, to test him, sought from him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said to them, Every kingdom divided against itself is laid waste, and a divided household falls. And if Satan also is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that I cast out demons by Beelzebub. And if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore, they shall be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own palace, his goods are in peace. But when one stronger than he assails him and overcomes him, he takes away his armor in which he trusted and divides his spoil. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. The Gospel of the Lord. Today's Gospel reading presents a reality of spectators. The crowd who witnessed Jesus casting demons have different takes on the matter. Some were in awe and wonder. Others rejected him and even thought he is on the side of Satan. Some others hedged bets, looking for further signs. Doubt seeps in when one lacks faith. To be doubtful in people has been framed by a world of skepticism, indifference, and relativism. You may be all aware that various means of social media can put on different faces, making you believe what shouldn't be, and harboring discord to what should have been true and harmonious. Luke wrote of the exorcism of Jesus of the dumb demon. Today, more than ever, demons take on different forms, masking the truth by being awfully noisy on different forms of media, and even in reality, they are unmuted. Satan causes division against the world, making confusion, relativism, a comfortable path to life. And when one stands up and speaks the truth, people divides up, much like the crowd described in the Gospel. This Lent, we are called to reflect on what type of Christian we all are. What type of Christian are you? Whom do you identify within the crowd which witness Jesus' miracle? Are you the one amazed and in awe, grateful to Jesus' miracles? Or do you identify with those who rejected him? Or with those who wouldn't believe until they see further signs? Jesus clearly tells us that there is no middle ground. We are either with him or against him. There is no place for neutrality in the Christian life. A person who stands aloof from the good cause automatically helps the evil one. you are either on the way or in the way. Whose side are you in?